February 7th, 2020, 13 hours, 33 minutes, 53 seconds.
Watchman, Sergeant Alcantar.
Hi, sir, this is Sergeant Dispatch. I'm going to transfer a citizen. His name is Adam Berkey. He wants to speak to you regarding, I guess, a crime report that he wants to file.
Okay.
Okay, I'll put him on the phone right now. Hold on. There, go ahead. He's on the phone now.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Are you the WC?
I am.
Okay, how are you? My name's Adam Berkey.
Oh, hey, Adam. My name's...
I'm good, thank you. Abe, I have a little bit of a strange complaint.
Okay.
I'm looking for some direction from you, and maybe we can come up with a solution together.
Okay, let me know. What's going on?
I need to make a complaint, a crime report, against several judges.
Okay.
That are in Santa Ana. So basically what happened was I was involved in a civil case, and I got fined $930,000 for allegedly not having a construction license.
Okay.
Now, the judges have lied and said that there is evidence on the record that doesn't exist.
Uh-huh.
I have gone to appeal. I have gone to the California Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone to the United States Supreme Court. And I am in federal court now, and there's nothing changing. And I know that on a certain perspective, you can say, oh, well, this is just a civil matter. It happened in a civil case. But it is a crime, it's a fraud, to declare that there is evidence on the record or that a crime has been violated and to then take someone's property if there's been no crime.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it would be just as comparable as if, you know, an officer showed up at my door and he said, it's illegal for you to wear a pink shirt, so I'm taking your house.
So just out of curiosity, originate.
So here's the deal. I used to be a cop for Huntington Beach.
Okay.
I got medically retired.
Uh-huh.
I got into construction work.
Okay.
I went to the state licensing board.
Uh-huh.
I took the exam, got a contractor's license based on my experience in passing the exam,
uh-huh.
And I started doing work for a wealthy family.
Okay.
Well, I did a $1 million project for them on the bay in Newport Beach, and there was a dispute that arose out of issues that were righteously going on with the job, not necessarily saying my work product, but
okay.
There was problems that went on.
Okay.
And so a lawsuit ensued.
From between you and them or them?
Between my company and them.
And them, okay.
Correct. So we go to court, and then they claim that they never contracted with me, that they contracted with my company.
Mm-hmm.
And so the court said, okay, well, if that's the case, do you, Adam, have a license? And I said, well, no, I don't. I mean, I did take the test and pass the exam, but...
What kind of license? Like a... contractor license, or?
Yeah, general class
okay.
contractor
okay.
license. So I didn't have a license,
okay.
So the court found that I had to pay back all of the money that they had paid me. So,
and this job all the while has not...
It's not been completed,
okay.
But a majority of it has.
Right, okay, so there was some expense...
Yes, yeah, so just to put it in a different perspective,
right.
They paid me $850,000,
mm-hmm.
and I went out and bought $850,000 worth of materials and hired laborers
right.
to build this custom home.
Uh-huh.
So they got their money back. So then when I show up in court, the judge says, oh, we're not going to take into account that you paid all that money to that you bought all the labor and the materials. You're paying another $930,000. Where I get the $930,000 from is that they owed my company $82,000 for work that I had done
right.
that wasn't paid for.
Uh-huh.
If you add that to the $848,000 that they paid, you get $930,000.
Okay.
So
I'm with you now.
Okay. So I said to the court, whoa, 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 time out. You have to, the statute is the Business and Professions Code. It's 7031 subsection B.
Okay.
And what it says is that you have to return, if you're an unlicensed contractor, you have to return all compensation paid. Okay. Does that mean compensation as in profits or what? So the court says, and they have upheld in California, that it means without offsets for value of materials or services rendered. In other words, you have to forfeit everything. So in other words, like let's say I had a contract with you to build you $1 million house. You pay me $1 million. I build you the house. You get to keep the house. You find out I'm on license. You bring this action, and then I have to give you another $1 million.
Okay.
And this is the same no matter what the amount is. So if you had hired me to build a commercial building for $20 million,
right,
I'd have to give you the building and another $20
million. Okay.
All right. So after this went down, I filed an action in the court, and I said, wait a minute. This violates the excessive fines clause of the Constitution, the Eighth Amendment. The fine has to be proportioned to the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the maximum criminal penalty for this offense is a fine up to $5,000.
Okay.
Consider something else comparable.
I take it they didn't agree.
Exactly.
Okay.
Consider, you know, like I said, something else comparable of, you know, driving your car down the road, unlicensed motorist. It's a $250 first-time fine, not $900,000.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I get to the appellate court, and I say, I'm still in a haze because, obviously, I'm not a lawyer. I do have experience in criminal law, but something is telling me this is not right because my time as a policeman, everything was common sense. It's pretty reasonable that you fine somebody $250 or you put people in jail for an afternoon because they're fighting and having a downtown brawl.
Hey, Adam, right?
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
I'll call you back in about 15
minutes. Yes.
You are at the 949.
Yes.
Okay. Give me about.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'll do that.
Talk
for sure.
Today.
No problem.
Okay.
Bye.
February 7th, 2020, 13 hours, 41 minutes, 16 seconds.